Hello, welcome to the Spiritually Armored Podcast. I'm Mike Strother, and you're listening to the bonus content of the show. I'd like to talk about the way of salvation. John chapter 14, verse 6, we find these words. Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." A couple of years ago, I came across this tract entitled "The New Testament Teaching Concerning the Way of Salvation" by L.R. Wilson. We often talk about the plan of salvation, and although this exact phrase is not found in God's Word, we typically refer to this as the New Testament requirements for becoming a Christian. However, when we go to the Scriptures, we find that there is a new and living way, Hebrews 10:20, the way of truth, 2 Peter 2 and verse 2, and the right way, 2 Peter 2, verse 15. Let's look at a few other verses together. Turn in your Bibles to Acts chapter 16, and we'll look at verses 16 and 17. Acts 16, 16 and 17. "Now it happened as we went to prayer that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune-telling. This girl followed Paul and us, and cried out, saying, 'These men are the servants of the Most High God, who proclaim to us the way of salvation.'" In Acts chapter 18, we have Apollos preaching at Ephesus. And notice verse 26. Acts 18, verse 26. "So he began to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Aquila and Priscilla heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately." In Acts chapter 24, we have Paul giving his defense before Felix. Look at verse 14. Acts 24, verse 14. "But this I confess to you," Paul says, "that according to the way which they call a sect, so I worship the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets." In all of these verses that we've looked at thus far, the word way comes from the same Greek word, which basically means how you go about doing something, and also the direction you're going. Christianity is more than just a plan. It's a way of life. It doesn't end after we've accepted the Savior's gift by complying with his conditions to become a Christian. We must continue in the way. Notice Acts chapter 2, verses 41 and 42. This is after Peter had preached the first gospel sermon. Acts 2, 41 and 42. "Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them." And then look at what they did after they became Christians, verse 42. "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayers." Notice again what we read in John 14 and verse 6. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." To be in the way is to be in Christ. To continue in the way is to continue in Christ. Turn over to Romans chapter 8, verse 1. Romans 8 and verse 1. "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus," Paul writes, "who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit." Those who are in Christ, those who have become Christians, are to be walking or living a certain way. And that way is according to the Spirit. We need to be walking the way God's Word directs us. So how do we get into Christ? We must hear God's Word, the Bible teaches, Romans 10, 17. We must believe it, Hebrews 11, 6, Mark 16, 15, and 16. We must repent of our sins, Luke 13, 3, and Acts 17, 30. We must confess Jesus Christ as the Son of God, Matthew 10, 32 and 33, Acts 8, 37. We must be baptized for the remission of sins, Acts 2, 38, Acts 22, 16, and Galatians 3, 27. Baptism is the final act that puts a person into Christ. Every example of conversion in the book of Acts includes baptism. Baptism is always mentioned before salvation in every verse in the Bible where they are together. Baptism, then salvation. Of course, we cannot earn salvation, but we must be willing to obey our Lord. Notice Hebrews chapter 5, and we'll look at verses 8 and 9. Hebrews 5, verses 8 and 9. Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered, and having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. Some years ago, I was doing a Bible study with a coworker of mine, and he had to read these verses to answer one of the questions in the study. So I said, read Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. So he reads it, and at the end of verse 9, he says, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who believe in him. And I said, hold on a second. Read verse 9 again. And he said, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. You know, many people have this idea that all you have to do is believe, but that's not what the Bible teaches. Becoming a Christian and getting into Christ is just the beginning. To continue in Christ or in the way, we must live according to the New Testament. Notice 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 9. 1 John 1, 5 through 9. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. James chapter 2 and verse 24 reads, you see then that a man is justified by works, and not by faith only. We must also worship according to the pattern set forth in the New Testament. John 4 and 24 reads, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. I'd like to read two more verses before we close out. The first one is Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. Proverbs 14 and 12. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. And finally, Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Matthew 7, 13 and 14. Jesus says, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. It's obviously important that we're going the right way. As a matter of fact, nothing is more important. A few questions that I would like you to consider as we think about the way of salvation. How did you become a Christian? Did you become a Christian the same way they did in the Bible? If you obeyed the gospel and became a Christian, are you still going the right way? We thank you for listening to the Spiritually Armored podcast. If you have any questions or comments, or if there's any way we could help you, whether you need a Bible study, maybe you'd like to become a Christian, or if you just need prayers, or you'd like to find a church, if there's any way at all that we could help you, we'd love to do it. Please email us at armoredspiritually@gmail.com. Again, that's armoredspiritually@gmail.com.